until perhaps.
Only yeah, three hours and a flight. Half. 3 hour flight.
Two and a half.
Morning walk on the 21st of June 2007 Badger.
How many devotees have?
I know over 400, but my wife is saying that she's doing the largest pots and they're all being emptied. They're eating.
So it is.
I think not less than 500. It may be 6. I saw.
You can eat 600.
But you have that special vision. You have special vision.
In weekend, we will give 500 plus.
Guru always doubles it.
No.
You see so many transcendental. 500.
Some are in Nepal,
some are
invisible.
Two questions.
I should
re-explain.
Yesterday, two questions explained. Kavi and Havi.
What was the first question?
First question yesterday was about...
What is the ultimate good?
Ultimate good.
What?
What is the ultimate good?
But
benefit. Ultimate benefit.
What is the process? Huh? What is the process to achieve?
That was not your question.
What is the easy way?
What?
Striking Bhagavad Dharma.
Gave him more mercy.
What?
Than
me.
What is the easiest way someone can come out of the cycle of birth and death? No?
What is Bhagavad Dharma? This was question. By that, very easily, all problems will go away and endless pain of endless birth will stop. Krishna praise will come. This was question. What was the answer?
So many things.
The association, one must associate with sadhus. By the association of sadhu
and the holy name.
And holy name.
Vayam dutiya vinivesha tasyat.
No. Je vai bhagavata prakta upaya yatma labdaye anya pungsam abhidusam viddi bhagavata nitan janasthayo nararajan pramadyetana karichit dhavan nimilleva nitte naskhalen na pate di adhida tu.
That is...
Je vai bhagavata prakta.
What Krishna has himself told.
Upaya yatma labdaye.
That how he can be easily attained. How we can very easily attend his love and affection. And by that, sharanam, kirtanam, smaranam, all pain of all problems, everything will go away very easily. This was, and after that, we have forgotten Krishna. So, Ditya Vinesh, So first go to Guru and accept and serve him, and by that you should serve Krishna. That was first. So.
Maharaj. Well, Madhavarana is quoting the sloka about the Rani will not fall, slip and fall on this path. You know that one?
No, I don't know that one.
You know about it, right? You've heard it before.
No, I don't know.
Oh, it's a very popular. Gurudev is mentioned many times. Naskalen na pated iha, something like that. He'll not slip and he'll not fall on this path. This path is so perfectly, you know, guaranteed and authorized by the acharyas and by Sri Krishna himself, that it's flawless. Like in other paths of karma, jnana, yoga and everything, there are so many pitfalls, so many possibilities of falling, you know, because the senses are not surrendering to the lotus feet of Krishna, which is the ultimate support. But the point is that on this path of Bhagavad Dharma, this verse that is being told by Kavi Rishi, he's saying, Naskalen napadediha, even if he closes his eyes and runs, he'll not slip and fall on this path.
That's the first answer to that question.
Yeah, that's the first. And then what I mentioned, Bhayam Dutiya Vinivesha, then Gurudev said further explanation of because we have forgotten Krishna and we have become absorbed in a conception separate from Krishna. Bhayam Dutiya Abhiniveshata means that we are absorbed. Abhiniveshata means we're completely absorbed. The jiva soul has forgotten his own identity and his relationship with Krishna, and he's absorbed in the conception of duality, that there is something separate from Krishna. So how to reverse this, like Gurudev said just now? Complete surrender to Guru, serving Krishna under the instructions of Guru. Bhaktyai kayesham Guru Devatatma. Of course, there's more, you know, specific description of that verse. But Gurudev is trying to show how very simple and clear is this path.
Where's that verse?
That's there in the first answer to the king's question.
Which?
There's a whole book on it, Gurudeva.
11th canto.
11th canto.
11th canto. And this second chapter, where Maharaj Nimi is questioning the 9 Navayogendras, the 9 great sages.
Okay.
And this is the first question and the first answer.
Okay.
Yesterday we did the first two.
Okay.
So
How many months you were in India?
7 weeks, Sugar Day.
Only 7 weeks. How you
next
felt?
Time I'm gonna do twice as much.
Eh?
More next time.
How you enjoyed there?
It was wonderful.
Wonderful.
Your disciple Premananda Ji was very impressive. And Jagannath Puri was very impressive. Bhaktivedanta Ban Maharaj took us to all the holy places.
You are taking all photos?
I haven't taken any yet.
No, in Vrindavan you have taken?
In Vrindavan, yes.
When our Brajmandal Parikrama will come?
It will come soon. We're collecting it. One devotee from Holland, he is working on the graphics and working on the layout.
And what are you doing?
I am selecting the photos and sending them to him so that he can edit them and put them.
I wanted that this boat should come, but Nishant could not do, you could not do.
No, it'll get done, Gurudev. 100% it'll get done.
Yesterday in class, why not in front? Now you are fearing.
No, I'm not fearing. I'm ready.
He knows the second question.
First question in Dhaman Nimilya.
Janasthayo Noro Rajan Pramadetana Kurichit. Dhaban Nibilya Vanitre Naskalena Patedi.
First question again?
No, Guru is asking Dhaban Nimilya.
Well, in that, in first question, it was. If anyone will follow, then even he is running, closing his eyes, will not fall down.
He will not derail, or no, neither derail nor fall down.
What is the meaning? Down.
What is meaning of that?
Yeah.
If anyone is following this system, then he will not fall down?
Running with eyes closed.
Running, closing.
Running with eyes closed. Who is on this path of that has been given by Krishna, then if you are on this path of practicing what Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran, etc., under guidance, under shelter of Sadguru, then doesn't matter how difficult that path is, still, no?
Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments that Dhavan Nirmalya Vanetri, running with eyes closed, it means even if one is not so conversant with all the Shastras, well versed in all the Shastras, still he performs Navaviri Bhakti and he will be assured of success?
No.
What does it mean?
Because this path of Bhagavad Dharma is directly given by Krishna, and all of the difficulties, all of the pitfalls that are there in the path of Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, it will not affect, because this is the nature of the soul. The soul's natural position is to serve Krishna. So if the soul, Jivatma, is submitting to this process of pure bhakti, then he is so much protected. Even if he is not very perfect in following, still he will be supported.
Can you tell something more?
You have to have courage and faith to keep on moving.
Can you?
Means the 64 limbs
bolo,
of bhakti.
Bolo, Krishna bolo to.
Pehle jo pehle prashn mein wo.
Oh, in English.
Guru, in Bhayam Dhiti Abhinivesh Shloka, they are saying Bhakti Ekesham Gurudeva Atma.
Bhayam Dhiti Abhinivesh, no.
No, no, so no, usme jo prasang aya ki Bhakti
Ekesham
Gurudeva.
In English.
So, yeah, so since it has been already emphasized that we should serve the Gurudev as our own Atma,
here.
That's why in that type of.
Hear me, you cannot. Here.
Even if one doesn't.
Here, Srila Sukadeva Goswami or Kabi is telling that if anyone closing his eyes and running very fast, even he cannot
slip
derail or fall down.
Yeah. What is the meaning? Vaidhi bhakti is slowly going, opening his eyes very carefully, but very
slow
going.
Progress.
And those who are following Raganuga bhakti, closing their eyes, means if
fast.
They neglect some
limbs of bhakti,
limbs of bhakti, even Dwarka Dhyan, not archan, doing not or archan, always weeping and like evang prataswa priyanama kritya jata. Here no vaidhi bhakti. Always weeping, laughing,
dancing,
out of shame, everywhere going. So this meaning, Raganuga bhakti, if anyone doing, and he gives up some
limbs of bhakti.
Limbs of bhakti. Even no harm. Only by only one process of bhakti, anyone can go. If he is neglecting others, this is hidden meaning.
Can we say then that the answer of Kavi, first answer, is referring to Raganuga Bhakti, his entire answer? Oh.
He begins from Vaidhi Bhakti, and then he reaches in Raganuga. It means Vaidhi Bhakti, like Bhayang Ditve, Dityadav Nivishata, all these things are. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
I will ask again. Beside you, there are 9 sannyasis.
Why you came?
This is not massage time.
You should be banned from morning walk.
Smurdik, what you were just saying about running with eyes closed, following this path, still he will reach perfection. This supports the statement that bhakti is not dependent on anything. Isn't that the understanding?
What I told there, the meaning is that Vaidhi Bhakti will have to follow rules and regulations. No? And very slow progress. You'll have to go very carefully with opening your eyes. Respecting all, following all the rules and regulation of bhakti line. Then, after so many births it may be, or after so many time, that Raganuga bhakti will come. And then, if at that time, that sadhak neglects other limbs of bhakti. Other limbs of bhakti. That means closing eyes. And if he runs very fast, even no reason to fall down, or he will go on. Imam Bratasvap Janam. He's doing nothing here. Nothing. Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. Sometimes laughing, sometimes weeping, sometimes sing in heart Krishna there, and he becomes mauni.
Silent.
Silent. In this way. Here, no limbs are told. He is Maha Maha Bhagavata. And he will not fall down if he neglects any limbs of bhakti. But rapidly he will go. But
it says, he is not blind. Two eyes means Shruti and Smriti.
Eh?
He is not blind. Two eyes means Veda and Smriti. He has knowledge, but maybe not necessary.
Srila Guru Maharaj, is it favorable for bhakti to follow Kartik Brat in Badger?
Surely.
In Badger?
Surely. Anywhere. But we should follow Chaturmashyam. Not only Badger, not only here, there. Anywhere you are from there.
Question. Let him come forward.
अच्छा इसका
पद्मनाभ
गुरुदेव तो जो
blindly English
okay blindly following means
not blindly
closing his eyes running. Doesn't mean that he should the sadhak is not following at least the basic principles of
well
you
have not understand you what I told try to
that but I understood a little bit Gurudev but
you cannot understand like them always no grihasthi no wife no nothing. And then always thinking, hearing, serving them, then you can easily understand.
That's a blessing.
You see that many devotees, they go to Vrindavan and they simply absorb themselves in chanting. But after some time, they go away. So they are ignoring many limbs of bhakti and simply chanting in Vrindavan. But after some time, they are leaving the process.
All are not in Raganuga. You should know. Very rare, very rare. Whether they will be Vrindavan or anywhere, general devotees may doing some offenses.
And going there by force the chanting, neglecting other process, knowingly and forcefully.
And
became lazy and
but
not in Anuga.
What I told, for Raganuga Bhakti, like Raya Ramananda, he was serving naked, very young and very beautiful ladies. Can you do?
No.
Anyone can. Keep doing that.
But he has greed.
Lusty. So he is neglecting. Sarup Damodar. Like Rupa Goswami, they can do like that. They are qualified. So this is our aim and object of life.
Srila Gurudev, some persons, some devotees, they say, oh, Srila Gurudev, Srila Narayan Maharaj, he is preaching Raganuga Bhakti, so therefore we should only hear Rasakata, and then we can enter into
what
Raganuga
I'm
Bhakti.
Explaining here. Raganuga or what? What is it?
It is.
Beginning
also.
From Vaidhi Bhakti, yes. I am speaking. Here, no Rash, nothing. telling false.
Yeah.
Because they're lazy and they don't want to do Bhakti properly.
Sometimes it is said that this path of bhakti is like a razor's edge. That is only Naiviviri bhakti?
He's saying that in one shlok, it is telling that the path of bhakti
is
like razor, edge of razor. So he's saying that this is referring to
Vidhi bhakti. Vidhi bhakti.
To Vidhi bhakti, referring to Vaidhi bhakti.
Kurasya Dhara. This world is Kurasya Dhara. Not Bhakti. Bhakti is very simple.
Very soft.
He has not understand. You are not understanding. Khurasya Dhara, this world. Everywhere problems and so many things. Khurasya Dhara. Nishita Duratya.
Durgan Patastat Kavayo
Bhajanti. This world. So give up this and come in bhakti. This world.
We will need sun, don't come this side. What was second question?
What are the qualities of the different grades of devotees who are first Bhagavad Dharma? Then what are the qualities of the different grades of devotees who are practicing Bhagavad Dharma? First Uttam Bhagavat, then Majjhim Bhagavat, then Kanishta Bhagavat.
And their activities.
Huh?
Their activities. And how do they speak? What do they do?
Their behavior.
Like four.
The behavior of Bhagavat.
Yeah.
What was the answer first?
First answer about Uttam Bhagavat, that Bhagavat Bhava Atmanaha, that he sees
Bhagavat.
The mood of, his mood of love of Krishna, he sees in all living entities. Bhagavat Bhava, he sees that Bhava in all other persons.
Example, how they think?
How they think. That everyone is serving Krishna, everyone is engaged in Krishna's service, they have the mood that I have, they have that bhav that I have.
What mood? Prahlad Maharaj.
Prahlad Maharaj mood, yes.
That mood?
They see Krishna everywhere. They see Krishna in everyone, they see Krishna in everything, and they are totally surrendered to Krishna.
And in Krishna they say, see, all living entities, everything. These are Uttam. And Madhyam, who is Madhyam?
He sees four different kind of personalities. And for these four different personalities, he's got four different kinds of behavior. Shoti's here, Maharaj.
Then? Go on.
Now nine Yogendras are there. Nine Sannyasis.
What?
So the Madhyam is being described. He's distinguishing, he's discriminating between
you.
Four different understandings of the Madhyama Adhikari. He sees the Supreme Lord and worships him in his heart. He sees the devotees and engages in the six symptoms of love. And he preaches to the innocent and the ignorant, but he avoids Prema Kripa, Maitra Kripa,
Apeksha.
He neglects the envious and
you are telling us not clearly. Who will? Shoti Maharaj?
He makes friendship with equals. That is Maitri.
Yeah. Yes.
Then he worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he serves the most advanced devotee. And the best service he can render to the demoniac persons is to neglect him.
Ishvare tadadhineshu balisheshu. Ishvare tadadhineshu balisheshu disachacha. Prema kripa, prema maitra, kripa peksha.
What do you mean by maitri?
There are three different kinds of friendship with devotees. A friendship with very, very advanced devotees. For them, we offer everything, heart, soul, everything. Then friendship between equal devotees. And friendship to, we can say, less experienced devotees. Like this, three different kinds of maitri. Prem means anyabhilashita shunyam, jnana karmadhyana avritam, anukulyena krishna anusilina, bhakti ruttama. This prem towards Ishvare.
And then
balisheshu means that either those who are outside Sangha, not yet understanding devotional service, to them his preaching, or to Kanishta Adhikari also, they also Balisheshu and they need
what
association.
What is Kanishta Adhikari?
Acharyam eva haraye pujam yak shraddaye hate. He has, the Kanishta Adhikari, he has Shraddha in worshipping the deity form of the Lord, and also he may have Shraddha in Guru, so giving proper respect to Guru. But he does not know how to recognize who are the bhaktas, who are the devotees, what level they are on, and even he does not know how to deal with other people in general. He becomes easily influenced by them. So the Kanishta, his Shraddha is Komala Shraddha, very soft, can be shaken at any time.
He's asking if a Kanishta Vaishnava can preach, he can do prachar.
Eh?
A Kanishta Vaishnava, can he preach and distribute?
What he will preach? His head or what? He don't know anything. He should serve Madhyam Adhikari Vaishnava and always hear from them and then.
One question. Isn't that Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, didn't he use all the Kanishtas to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world?
I'm locked
so they, didn't Swami Maharaj, didn't he use only the Kanishtas to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world?
Bhakti. He's telling that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, any devotee who came, he was telling, go out and preach and distribute books and establish any center. Prabhu is telling they were all Kanishta or maybe even less, but he used them anyhow to distribute bhakti.
He used to tell that preaching man means, in his sense, even to Kanishta, distribution of books and reading something and associating of more higher class of Vaishnava. Not only that, what a Kanishta Vaishnava, what can he preach? If he has only knows that archer and to worship his Gurudev and not other limbs of bhakti, he never knows. He cannot differentiate between Madhyam and Uttam and Kanishta Adhikari. He does not know any Siddhant. When he comes in, don't know any Siddhant of bhakti, then what he will preach?
And devotees, Kanishta, we were always Kanishta, but we always said we are Madhyam because we preach.
Because anyhow he wanted to engage them and a test should come, he wanted, and after that they will
advance.
His motive was that. One thing you can differentiate between his preaching and my preaching, that I see that there have been thousands and millions of brahmachari at his time. No? But when he passed away from this world, all brahmacharis, even sannyasi, they went to household. You are also at that time brahmachari?
Yes.
I know all. Top to bottom. They were brahmachari. And they fall down. Fall down means they went to householder. But Mai, very rare goes to, very rare. For whole life they become like so. Because I am turning them all to speak, to know this Siddhanta like this to all my brahmacharis. They can preach everywhere. Jeev. Even Ganga Mata in
London.
London.
London. Oh, preaches very boldly. Shyamrani. Oh. Iskon, any leader does not be compared to them.
Stand in front of Shyamrani Didi.
No, cannot stand, I know.
What to say, what to speak. Shyamrani Didi cut their all arguments and establish Siddhanta.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But Gurudev,
the Guru will you marry again after me? You?
Abhinay.
You will marry?
Never.
Bhagwat will do?
No.
Chalo, hai, chalo.
Don't make sure you never throw another.
Mala in this, Mala.
Your factory going on?
Yes.
Very good.
Arjun Prabhu, at the time of Srila Bhaktivedanta
Swami, Brahmachari?
For some time.
Sometime.
In the beginning.
Long. Not too long.
In the beginning
only
was.
About 2 years. Maybe.
After that, you. So many Brahmachari were there.
Yeah. While he was here, I married. While he was here, I married.
They asked me to marry. The sannyas marry me. They tell you gotta get married. I didn't want to. So we're all waiting for you.
I heard your class.
He was in your class.
You cleared everything and then
everything's clear. Also, Kilimba has come. Yes, he's here.
Thank you for so much. Lever and magic.
Srila Gurudev, we did this just to, we were hoping to please you, so if you were pleased, then all our work was for, to get your smile.
Working and I'm minding the children.
She wants to, so much she wants to work.
You
can have job and your wife will be.
So much she wants to work. She wants to.
Agar dekho to bola na ami kaaj korte chhele der dekho.
Thank you.
Thank you.